And a good Saturday morning to you all. Welcome back to Rosie on the House, your Saturday morning tradition. For 30 years, Gary wanted me to give out the PO. We still have listeners out there that don't use computers, that don't have cell phones. They do sit there and they write. We hear it from our partners when they go to the homeowner, and they've got just pages of notes. They sit there and listen and write out. So we'll give it a little slower. The PO box, if you'd like to send Rosie a humor card on his road to recovery to help keep encouraged and building him back up. I think he's going to be funnier than he's ever been before coming back.
Just to make him laugh.
Just to make him laugh.
Just like that.
P.O. Box 14487. Scottsdale 85267. And caringbridge.org. If you want to follow along online, and if you sign up and follow it, then you get an email every time something is posted, so you don't have to, you know, go back there. You get an email reminder. Here's a new journal entry.
And that's why they ask for your email address. But Jennifer is putting updates as we go on Rosie's progress. So if you want to follow along, that's caringbridge.org.
At rosieonthehouse.com, we are wrapping up our Tool charity drive that we've been working on all year long for our 30th anniversary. If you click on eStore, you'll see all the tools we put together. A nice handsaw, which is actually the least practical of all. It's just an old-fashioned hand wood saw, hardly in use anymore. But how can you put together a toolbox without a traditional carpenter saw? Made by Stanley. We've got a hacksaw there made by Stanley, along with a utility knife. There's a 25-foot tape measure. We've got a torpedo level. All of those are by Stanley. Some of them do have global materials in them, but they are all manufactured in America. The channel lock pliers and screwdriver, that's all American materials and manufacturing, along with the S-wing hammer and the leather-wrapped handle. Those all go inside a proto toolbox that fit nicely together and take care of the majority of the projects you have around your home, castle, or cabin. All have the 30th anniversary Rosie on the House logo on them.
I got a question.
It's American-made tools that'll last you a lifetime, and proceeds go to our local nonprofits. You just click on eStore and click on that tool set, and it'll take you to the order page.
Why is it called a torpedo leveler? Because it looks like a torpedo?
You know, you asked me that. That was part of our research. Let me grab a note on that.
Okay, all right. Oh, I stumped
there's
you.
There's a lot of different types of levels, and there's a specific reason. And it's a magnetic torpedo level, so it'll hold
in place,
usually most homeowners aren't dealing with metal, but we weren't going to do a level without a magnet. It's a couple extra bucks. It doesn't make sense to not have one.
There's a lot of other great items, too, in the e-store. I still get a kick out of that Earth Talon shovel. That's genius.
It's
a
great digging shovel for our hard clays, designed here in Prescott Valley. It's actually been bought by a Canadian company now, but still a great product. We've got American-made flags. Every listener should have Old Glory flying. We've got the thorn-resistant gloves for your cactus gardeners, or if you've got mesquite you're messing with, or other types of prickly desert trees and shrubs you're trimming, the Franklin Stud Finder, the Handy Paint products. It's a couple things. That one is a tray that goes over the top of your A-frame ladder that can hold a couple different tools and items to help you not have to come up and down your tray every time. We've got Shield Magnetics. Those are some great things. The nail sweeper is great for picking up nails on the floor. It's also great for picking up brass. If you like to do some target shooting out in the desert, it's a great thing to bring along so you're not leaving waste behind. If you're out target shooting, they've got magnet holders for tools. They're just strips of industrial magnets you would screw on the wall and put your tools right onto them. So it's all things that we have found and tested here at Rosie on the House and put together in our e-store. That functionality will be enhanced to create a better user experience. When you go there, it's not like you're shopping online at Amazon. It's not that user-friendly, but we're not Amazon. And in fact, you know what? I did use Amazon one time in our Christmas shopping. I try very hard to not use Amazon. I like to go local.
Well, wait. If this involves a Christmas present for someone that could be listening right now,
I know. Amanda and the kids are not listening this morning. I got confirmation. We've got family rodeo activities that have them occupied at the jackpot. So we're safe. Right. I even verified a text during bottom of the hour news break. But Cherie Latab, is that?
Sur la table. Bonjour.
And Kierlin has these incredible American-made cookware, the Platinum Series, and we needed some new cookware. So I went over there to pick this up. Mm-hmm. And I will say, what a parking nightmare. Oh, my gosh. I went one day at my lunch break. I drove around for 30 minutes and finally said, screw it. I'm not doing this.
Yeah.
And I went back the next day at 9 o'clock, and then that was very manageable. But, oh, my goodness, I don't know how people do it. But I'm dedicated to shopping local and buying American-made, and that's where I could find this Platinum Series cookware.
Really nice, too.
Heavy.
Well, you know what? Jandy Autry should learn about this one. It's a meatloaf pan, but it has a separate piece in here where the meatloaf doesn't sit on the bottom of the pan. It's up a few inches. Actually, that's for better cooking.
Pretty cool.
So you know what I watch when I'm at home?
Hang on.
Wait. Well,
next to Cherie Latab.
Sur le table.
Did you know the Queen Creek Olive Mill had a satellite store there?
No, I didn't.
Next to Sur le table is the Queen Creek Olive Mill. And you know what I got in there, Gary?
Mm.
Muffalata mix. They have muffalata olive spread Queen Creek Olive Mill. I have always wanted to go to the Queen Creek Olive Mill, living next in Whitman, which is close to Wickenburg. Mm-hmm. I'm on the complete opposite side. I don't make it to Queen Creek very often. If I do, it's a rodeo. I don't have time to go.
That's like going to California for you.
Checking it out. So I was extremely excited to find that they've got an olive mill in Kierlin. And I saw the muffalata, but I walked out there. They had olive lavender handmade soap that I got. There was what they called a six shooter, and it's six different types of oils that came with it. So I could have stayed in there and spent a lot more. But we also, in addition to focusing on American-made and from brick-and-mortar stores, we also have a $350 per person limit. You know, there's six people in the family. That adds up pretty quick.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I definitely could have splurged at the Queen Creek Olive Mill. But then, like, Dynamite Horseman Supply, everybody's getting a new rope for Christmas and a new rope and dummy. You know, so
you sure they're not listening?
Right? I'm positive.
All right.
I have confirmation.
Somebody keep an eye on them in case they come up. Well, look, a radio. Let's see what's going on here. What'd you get, Dad? What'd you get?
So where I had to use Amazon, and I get why people do. I'm not bashing the platform at all. But it was the only place to get my S and M sockets. So Amanda and I hardly shop for each other. We're practical people. We don't have stuff like the cookware. It was a practical functioning use. I needed a new socket set.
And
so she's like, I'm not going to pick it out for you. Go pick what you want out. And there's a company in the Midwest called S&M Tools, and they make the most beautiful set of chrome sockets. And I found a 48-piece socket set that was on their website listed. It was marked from 319 down to 240. They didn't have any in stock to ship.
Mm-hmm.
I called their customer service and I said, okay, how long until you can get it? And they're like, oh, we won't have any manufacturing back in stock till mid-January, but let me check some of our tool suppliers and see. There was no local Granger that had any in stock, but she's like, here's one on Amazon you can order. And from Amazon, $219 with shipping. That price on their website didn't even include shipping. So
bargain.
I get why they use it. But it was still at least to get an American-made product.
That's all that counts.
There wasn't a local brick-and-mortar store that had it in stock, so.
And you were pressed for
time.
Went to Amazon. Yeah. So, hey, no skin off your back, man.
Now, The Amazon thing brings the next million-dollar idea I want to talk about that somebody already found. When I told Mom about this, she said, you're going to talk about it on the radio and give away your idea? I'm like, when are we going to have time to do anything about it?
Well, you had the idea for Homezada, and, well...
got beat to it. So let's float this idea out, and doing research for it, someone's already beat me to it, but it's... What do they call them, porch pirates?
Yeah, porch pirates. There's a rash of people just stealing your packages for no reason whatsoever. It doesn't matter what you ordered. They're just stealing them.
And there's a couple great videos online on people who have baited these people. My favorite one is a guy, I think he's in Ohio. He took his collection of dog droppings, dog poop, and put them in a box. Uh-huh. And made it an exploding box so that when it moved 40 seconds later, it would explode. And this porch pirate was back in their vehicle. It was a passenger of a van. And it's going down the street. All of a sudden, you see the brakes stop. The passenger jump out. He's heaving and choking and throwing up on the lawn. Just
it's a variation on an old trick.
Hey, and he deserved every bit of that. And then there was another guy that put together a glitter bomb with some stink spray that had four cameras so he could actually film the person's reaction.
This guy is an engineer. I mean, this was not an easy project to make. And even when you see the video, it runs about 15 minutes. He goes step by step, but he took it a step further because he had phones or cell cameras built in to get the reaction of the person that opened up the package. And that's even funnier, you know.
And the reaction of those people just show the mentality of somebody who's stealing your packages. They were mad that they got pranked. Mm-hmm. I mean, they were my car, I can't believe this. This is ridiculous. Well, then don't steal someone else's stuff, you moron. I've got an idea. And the first part of the idea, somebody's already got. It's going to be the architectural idea later that I wouldn't doubt you would start seeing this designed into homes because of how popular the Amazon and, you know, even groceries, fries. Mm-hmm. Amanda gets on the app. You know, here's everything that's usual. Check, 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 check. Here's your pickup time. Mm-hmm. We don't live close enough for delivery. They only deliver in a 10-mile radius. The closest fries we have is like 30 miles. Mm-hmm. So we still have to go pick it up. But it's all sitting there ready for us when we get there. But, I mean, even fries will come deliver food to your home. Now, so with delivery of services, I think this is going to be part of the new home design, and we'll talk about that because Gary's cutting me off. We can do a lot of things here at Rosie on the House, but we can't stop the clock. Final segment right after this.